Hey everyone, you're listening to Artify, and I'm so excited to announce that A Spared Soul is back. If you weren't on this podcast last year, make sure to go check out A Spared Soul, which is a horror series from last year. Check out all the episodes because this will not make sense if you haven't listened to the other episodes. Make sure to go listen to those. They are from a year ago, so you might have to scroll down a little bit. And they're also in a playlist on my Spotify profile. My Spotify profile is no.way.its.natalie. All in lowercase, no apostrophes or anything like that. And I think that's it. The playlist is called Smith Series, and Paige's episodes are there as well, because Paige from Paige Rage is writing a connected story called Fresh Ink, and they're like the same. They're not the same, but like they're connected. So it'll make more sense if you listen to both. So go check out those old episodes as well. And basically a little bit of a recap in case you don't really understand the concept. The girl who is reading the stories is a girl named Sadie Smith. I am not Sadie Smith. I do say, hello everyone, Sadie Smith here, whatever. I'm not actually Sadie Smith. It's just the story. Anyways, warning. This episode contains scary music, blood, death, paranormal beings, weapons, and more potentially triggering things. Specific trigger warnings will be listed per episode, but do not watch if these subjects trigger you or if you have anxiety that is worsened by horror. Again, this is a horror series. Again, it's horror, so it's intended for like older kids, I guess. So listen at your own risk. Now let's begin. Hey everyone, Sadie Smith here. I've been gone for a while because, well, the journal was gone. After recording part 2 of Sunset Alley, I woke up the next morning and my journal, it wasn't there. It wasn't on its usual spot, my bedside table. I spent months looking for it, but eventually I just gave up. This morning, however, when I woke, after a strange dream about a typewriter with red ink, my journal. Sure enough, there it was, in its usual spot on my nightstand with the key placed on top. I've never had the key before. I flipped it open to the first page, only to find a brand new story. The story of Eden, my aunt, who died before I was born. I haven't read it yet, because if I'm being honest, I'm worried. Should I really be doing this? This is the second time I'll read about someone I know. What if something bad happens? Last time, it didn't go so well. Well, I guess I better take my chances. Sadie Smith here, reading the story of my Aunt Eden's unconfirmed death. Eden dashed through the abandoned parking lot, using her gray hoodie as a shield from the torrential downpour of rain. She was exhausted after a long day of dealing with obnoxious 13-year-olds at the mall where she worked. She always worked late on Fridays. The sky was pitch black by the time she closed and locked up the shop. When she headed to her car and tried to open the car door, it didn't work. Eden inserted the car into the door manually instead of pressing the button, hoping that her strategy would work. No luck. Her car was old. It belonged to her mom for many years and barely worked. Eden screamed in frustration and kicked the outside of the door, leaving a small dent. She yanked furiously at the door handle once more, this time the door swinging open. She sighed in relief as she slammed the door behind her and turned the keys into the ignition. Eden had just gotten her driver's license a few months ago, so she wasn't the best at driving. Being behind the wheel still frightened her a bit, and she had pretty bad road rage. As Eden slammed down on the pedal, she felt her eyelids become heavy, and she struggled to keep them open. Her house was only a few miles away, but the drive seemed to stress her out tonight. Going down the long, winding road normally calmed her, but today, she was creeped out and set off by it. Something was wrong, she could tell. She pounded on the gas. There was nobody else in the open road. She wanted to get home as soon as possible. Large trees became more frequent on the side of the road, and many elk, deer and moose lived in the woods. Wyoming wildlife, she thought to herself. As she approached a stop sign, she squinted and scanned the area for any animals. Her windshield wipers struggled to keep up with the amount of rainfall. She flipped on her turn signal. The turn signal light began flashing quicker than ever, which it had been doing for the past couple of days. Eden ignored it and made a sharp turn down a tall hill. There were many of these on the drive home, which made her uneasy. As Eden continued down the winding hill, her headlights seemed dimmer. Too dim, she realized. They flickered madly, and then nothing. Darkness. The moon glinted through the thick rain clouds, which was the only light visible. Eden bellowed out a long strand of, colorful language. Out of the corner of her eye, she spotted something. Something big. Eden gasped as her hands tightened around the steering wheel. She slammed her foot on the brakes, causing her car to skid to a stop. As the dark, shadowy figure ran closer to the car, she let out a sigh of relief. It was just a deer. The deer hopped out in front of her car to the other side of the road. Eden took a deep breath and slowly continued back on the road. She drove down the next large hill, moving slowly and praying she wouldn't see any more cars or wildlife. Eden continued down the dark, stormy road and made her way to the biggest and final hill. She was almost home. The hill went around a turn on a pretty steep path, and the road was extra slippery due to the rain. She turned and started making her way down the hill. Screech! Eden slammed on the brakes, her heart racing. Her hand shook violently while she clenched tightly to the steering wheel. Another dark, shadowy figure was slightly visible through the windshield. But this one, no, two. There were two figures, and they looked like girls. Two girls running across the street. She swerved out of the way just in time, and when she turned around to see if the girls were hurt, she saw nothing. No dark, shadowy figures. Nothing. She turned back and saw nothing out of the front windshield. Darkness. Nothing else. It wasn't until she got close enough to the large pine tree, too close, that she could see anything. By then it was too late. It was then that Eden saw darkness. Real darkness. A clearer image of the two girls flashed in her mind one more time, and she heard screaming accompanying a jingling sound. That was it for Eden Smith. Wow. Thanks for listening to A Spared Soul. City Smith, signing out.